We went to war when Lannister armies were ravaging the Riverlands, and Ned was a prisoner, falsely accused of treason. We fought to defend ourselves, and to win my lord's freedom. Well, the one is done, and the other forever beyond our reach. I will mourn for Ned until the end of my days, but I must think of the living. I want my daughters back, and the queen holds them still. If I must trade our four Lannisters for their two Starks, I will call that a bargain, and thank the gods. I want you safe, Rob, ruling at Winterfell from your father's seat. I want you to live your life to kiss a girl and wed a woman and father a son. I want to write an end to this. I want to go home, my lords, and weep for my husband. The hall was very quiet when Catelyn finished speaking.
Peace, said her uncle Brynden. Peace is sweet, my lady, but on what terms? It's no good hammering your sword into a ploughshare if you must forge it again on the morrow.
What did Turin and my Eddard die for, if I am to return to Carhold with nothing but their bones? Asked Rickard Carstark.
Aye, said Lord Brecon. Gregor Clegane laid waste to my fields, slaughtered my small folk, and left Stonehenge a smoking ruin. Am I now to bend the knee to the ones who sent him? What have we fought for, if we are to put all back as it was before?